When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange alongside Josh Jordan. Read Josh's work daily on sportsvap.com and follow him on X at JoshJordan975. Josh, J.J. Watt was on with Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee posed an interesting question to J.J. about all the media that C.J. Stroud has been doing lately. Let's take a listen to that.
How do you feel as the face of the city of Houston, in Houston Texans more specifically, that C.J. Stroud is just out here on a chitty chatter tour, sawing down other quarterbacks, other teams, talking his dumping on the Colts. You got us week one, by the way. I love C.J. Stroud. I think we all love C.J. Stroud, but there's a lot of people saying C.J. Stroud's doing a lot of talking right now. How do you feel about this, and what are your thoughts on the entire thing?
I don't mind it as long as you back it up. That's how it always goes. Sports are backing it up. I mean, talking on the Colts, he beat the Colts. So we won the division. We beat the Colts for the division.
You guys are doing a lot of chirping. You win one playoff game in 100 years.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that's competitors, especially once you start to – I mean, I've been in that situation before, you know, during my career. You put yourself out there a lot. You're welcoming feedback onto yourself.
Yeah.
Then you have to go out there and perform, and sometimes it makes you perform even better.
I want to say, first and foremost, I really find it funny that of all people, Pat McAfee is the person asking if someone is talking too much. And I love Pat, by the way. But especially just a couple of days after McAfee had to issue that apology for his comments on Caitlin Clark. What do you think about the concern that CJ's talking too much? And then what did you think of JJ's answer?
I think JJ's totally right there. You know, if you're going to come out and say it, then you got to back it up on the field. And he makes a good point. If you put it out there, then you know you better live up to it. You know, so it makes you even more driven to make sure you accomplish your goal, you play well. I mean, this is sports. Guys are going on podcasts all the time, you know, these days and talking about current things. It's not that unusual. I guess the fact that he's a quarterback makes it a little more unusual, and that, you know, he's listening to Tom Brady. That's one of Stroud's big mentors. And that was kind of always the Patriots Tom Brady thing, where you don't really give the opponent any kind of bulletin board material, and then, you know, you just pour sugar on them. You know, Belichick was famous for saying basically every quarterback was the best quarterback ever before they would play them that upcoming week. And if you said anything negative, you would get taken behind closed doors and you would hear it from the organization. So I do think it's a little interesting. I don't think this is something that Tom Brady would do, even though he's Stroud's mentor, but it's a new age of sports and football. Almost all these current players have their own podcasts or are putting stuff out on social media. So, you know, I don't have a problem with CJ talking about this. And a lot of the stuff is his own personal opinion, right? Who do you think are the top five quarterbacks? And I'd like to, you know, differentiate here a little bit too. Are these the top five quarterbacks in the league right now? Are these the top five quarterbacks that you would start your franchise with? I think they're kind of two different conversations. I know Nick Wright did something on YouTube about it, and he kind of agreed with CJ's list, but he was projecting forward, and maybe CJ was too. And CJ was also talking about, what did you do last year? Well, you know, Joe Burrow was hurt last year, so that's why he didn't make the list. But, you know, as far as just getting out there and, you know, having a bullseye on you, I get it that maybe that is a little bit of a concern, but this isn't brand new. If we look back to the draft, you know, Stroud was on with Micah Parsons on that Bleacher Report YouTube show where they were talking about the draft picks coming in. And then they were also asked, like, who's the best team in Texas right now? And CJ said it was the Texans. So, you know, that was months ago. CJ's just kind of answering these things honestly. I don't have a big problem with it. In fact, I think it's kind of cool to have a quarterback not worried about putting his opinion out there and standing by it. I mean, just recently, you know, Stroud compared Nico Collins to Andre Johnson, and that upset a lot of people. But he's just saying he reminds him of that player. And so he's not saying he's Andre Johnson. He's just saying he has some traits. And who knows, maybe with great quarterback play for the next several years, Nico really starts to rack up the numbers. So actually, I kind of like it. This doesn't really bother me at all.
Nor does it to me. And I think you can kind of tell that McAfee's almost asking tongue in cheek a little bit, because he said, you know, we love CJ and they've had Nick Caserio on. So obviously they like the Texans organization. And you're right. The media landscape has changed. So much more independent media out there. There's so many more shows to do. Also, they aren't going to invite CJ on their shows if he isn't a great speaker. He has interesting, thoughtful things to say, and that's why these platforms are having him on to speak. It's because he does say interesting, thoughtful things. I also think an important caveat about this entire situation is that the interviews that are happening right now, all these shows that he's doing, are happening outside of the season. He's not doing all of these things in season. So he's not giving teams bulletin board material right before games and things like that. If he does that, then, you know, sure, that's fair criticism. I'll tell you what else I think too. I'd rather CJ Stroud be talking ball on podcasts more than going on podcasts and talking about conspiracy theories. Do you think, for example, the New York Jets organization would rather have Aaron Rodgers on shows drawing fake plays and ranking quarterbacks instead of talking ivermectin and fake moon landings, or saying how he expects to come back in the same season from an Achilles injury? And I'm not even criticizing his opinions. I'm just saying I'm not going to pretend that Aaron Rodgers doesn't make quotes that aren't distractions or alienating in some aspects, depending on, you know, how politically charged that sentiment may be. Rodgers, I think it's fair to say, Rodgers is more known for his opinions on things outside of football than anything else right now. And speaking of that, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, Florio was speaking with Chris Sims on his show about this exact same thing, about CJ Stroud talking. They were reacting, incidentally enough, to CJ's comments that if Matthew Stafford had chances like Aaron Rodgers, quote, I guarantee you he might have more rings, which is, that's a weird quote. But besides that, if you listen to the conversation in context, he actually praised Aaron Rodgers while saying this, but I think it was meant more to prop up Matt Stafford than a slight at Rodgers. I'm going to play this and then I'm going to get your reaction. Let's take a listen.
I mean, you get criticism of Aaron Rodgers and the calls coming from inside the house. That is different than any type of criticism Aaron Rodgers is ever going to take. No one has dared to speak a word that could even be remotely interpreted in a way as criticism. And it's so funny because I got all these Texans fans now saying, you're taking it out of context. You got to watch the whole interview. He praised Aaron Rodgers. I don't care what the hell he said about Aaron Rodgers the rest of the time. I know what he said in what we just played. Yep. And in what we just played, that is not praise. And that is enough to get you on Aaron Rodgers' shit list. And this is the first time that a guy in that bubble is on that list.
Well, this to me, like, it's been arguably, I think, the biggest under the radar story in the sport, right? He's going to piss a lot of people off. He's got to watch out. He's gonna, forget Aaron Rodgers. Other quarterbacks, other players are going to look at it and go, wait, that's BS. They're not going to like that. This is uncharted territory. Second year quarterback, awesome first year, arguably the best rookie year in the history of football, but he's ranking quarterbacks now. He's telling quarterbacks he's going to play against and he's in the league with right now where they are in the pantheons of greats, right? You know, that's you're doing a high wire act right there.
Okay, Josh, what's your reaction to this conversation?
we're so afraid of upsetting Aaron Rodgers. Who cares? Why is he some kind of sacred cow that, oh, we can't upset Aaron Rodgers? And some of the stuff CJ said was right. You know how many playoff games he had at home where he choked it away and couldn't get it done? I mean, a lot of this is on Rodgers. He didn't perform up to the level, and they're going to say, oh, he didn't have that much talent and with poor Aaron Rodgers. Man, he had Greg Jennings and Jordy Nelson and Devontae Adams. He had all kinds of incredible players to throw the ball to. I don't want to hear it. The Stafford thing, there might be something to it. Matthew Stafford played on some terrible Detroit teams. Who knows what he would have done with a better opportunity there. So that's CJ's opinion. Fine. Who cares? And I'm with you, like with Rodgers, you're on a podcast every week during the season, like you were talking about, and you're talking about conspiracy theories. We only got into a few, the alleged Sandy Hook conspiracy theory you had, the 9/11 one, the inner earth and reptile people. Did you hear about that one? No. Like, what are we talking about here? Yeah, I'd rather have CJ Stroud talking about ball. By the way, something he's really good at. Dude is a football nerd. This is what he thinks about all the time. If you watch him on that draft show with Micah Parsons, he knew all these guys. He was just spouting off everything off the top of his head about all these college prospects. He sees the NFL the same way. Tank Dell just talked the other day about how him and CJ and some of the guys would get together, watch Thursday night football, watch Monday night football. He's a student of the game. I don't think there's any problem with it. I think it's all the comeuppance kind of thing that people are worried about with CJ and, you know, other players hearing so much about him. But when CJ's put to that test, he plays better. He was on Pat McAfee after they beat the Colts and they're preparing to play the Browns, and McAfee kind of was, you know, egging him on a little bit, you know, like, oh, you know, Stephen A. Smith said that, you know, a rookie quarterback has no chance of beating the Browns and winning a playoff game, you know, and CJ was like, okay, we have no chance against the Browns. Okay. We know how that game went. CJ stepped up, had an incredible game that week. So I don't have any problem with it. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, back to the football part, this is the same guy that threw Mike McCarthy under the bus, his head coach. And I'm not a big fan of McCarthy either, but he put it out there in the media. He would say publicly that he would openly laugh at the play calls and change the plays in the huddle. So I'm like, CJ's, you know, talking about good teammates and all that kind of stuff. Rodgers doesn't sound like a great teammate. Tom Brady does. So I'd rather him be learning from a guy like Brady, where, you know, what's important? Winning championships, not getting to the big game, winning the big game. So I'm fine with it.
I find it disingenuous because these media platforms ask CJ to come on the show, ask them questions, and then go, can you believe he's talking about that? You asked him a question. I also think it's disingenuous of Florio to openly acknowledge that the quote that he's using here is taken out of context. He's saying it. He's saying it's isolated. He goes, oh, I know Texans fans have told me that he heaped praise on Rodgers, but look at what he said. Okay, but you're admitting that you're taking it out of context. It's disingenuous. So you could say that he's out there having an opinion that's going to be bulletin board material, while also you're gassing up one of his quotes, making it bulletin board material when it really wasn't. I think that's talking out of both sides of your mouth. And as we mentioned, all the noise that surrounds Aaron Rodgers, and considering the giant disappointment that Rodgers was in year one in New York, Rodgers and the media should have way bigger concerns than where CJ Stroud ranks Aaron Rodgers amongst the all-time greats. I think that is, for all of the reasons that you mentioned and more, the fact that I can't even keep up with the crazy amount of things that Aaron Rodgers has said in his media tour. Why are we having that conversation? And maybe he has. I don't consume a whole lot of Florio, but is Florio having that conversation too about what a giant distraction that Aaron Rodgers' entire offseason has been, playing into all of these wild conspiratorial things? I don't even begrudge him what his opinions are. To me, it's the same thing. Ask and answer. If you ask someone a question about something, then they're going to give you their answer. And if he thinks all those things, he believes Sandy Hook's a psyop or whatever the case is, that is not for this discussion here. I have no interest at all in getting in any of that thing. We just talk ball. But the thing is that we've talked about a lot of things, and these other shows are talking about what Stroud's saying because he is talking ball and he's showing you how prepared he is. It would worry me if Stroud were going into deep, elaborate conversations about things other than football.
I'm with you. You know, we talked before we did this video about how, man, CJ is going to be coveted as an analyst after his career's over because he's so well spoken. He knows what he's talking about. He's a fan of the game. He's a student of the game. He's going to be coveted. I'm telling you. And the other thing, too, and we talked about this, what would the response be if CJ Stroud was talking about taking ayahuasca in the offseason, going to foreign countries and taking drugs? Like, you know, and no judgment against Aaron Rodgers. I don't care what you do. I'm just saying the double standard. I think it'd be a very different conversation if CJ Stroud was talking about going on ayahuasca trips. It totally different.
Oh, completely. If CJ Stroud were just opining about recreational drug use, that would be the headline. We would be talking about that instead of Aaron Rodgers, who's also, by the way, an active player. I know he was inactive last season because he wasn't healthy. So this thing about how, oh, well, you've got a guy who is a current star who's out there talking about other teams and raking other players. This isn't him on his own podcast. He didn't start a podcast and he's not clout chasing. He's being invited onto shows because he's a thoughtful student of the game and he's giving answers. It's ridiculous. On one side of your mouth, you can say CJ's so knowledgeable and he's great and we want to have him on our show. And then on the other side of your mouth, you say, well, I can't believe he's saying all these things that are so salacious and he's denigrating other quarterbacks because he's ranking them below others. Like, it's his opinion. And also maybe Florio's just mad because he can't book CJ Stroud on his show. Maybe that's what it is, because CJ is going on all these other shows like Pat McAfee and Florio is kind of an afterthought in the media. It's my thought.
That's an interesting thought. And I noticed Chris Sims, like, what is going on? He is going out of his way to defend Aaron Rodgers and saying, oh, he's the best thrower of the football ever, so I don't care how many Super Bowls he's won. And, you know, fine, if that's your opinion, cool. But to me, I count championships. That's more important to me. And MVPs are great. But at the end of the day, and that just kind of shows you Aaron Rodgers, he loves those MVPs. But how important are the championships, the Super Bowls, the team wins, not just the individual win? But I'll tell you this. Halloween in New York, the New York Jets hosting the Houston Texans. What an exciting matchup this is set up to be, man. And how perfect is it? It's on Halloween night. This is going to be fun to watch.
Real fun to watch. And maybe Aaron Rodgers actually plays. Who knows? And look, if we're still having this conversation about a concern about CJ talking too much in season, or if the play doesn't dictate it, I think the most important thing is what JJ said, which is, if you can back it up on the field, and then also, you know, JJ pointed to, like, sometimes it makes you play better because you know what scrutiny you're under. JJ talked about, you know, putting himself out there on social media and the criticism that he would take for all the crazy workouts he would do. But again, what was it that was the attention? Well, he was working out. He wasn't going and saying crazy things. So again, like, I'd much rather have my player showing video of him doing a box jump than there being videos circulating about whatever latest crazy conspiratorial thing that my quarterback's talking about. I'd much rather have that. So I'll take it. I think the Texans would take that. And quite frankly, as I said before, I think the New York Jets would take that. I think most teams would worry about the problem of their knowledgeable quarterback being invited on all these shows to talk ball. Because at the end of the day, the Texans appreciate the positive attention. Look at what's going on in Cleveland right now. Look at the negative attention that Deshaun Watson's getting. You talk about guys not being able to get on the field to compete. They wish they had a CJ Stroud on their team. They wish they weren't locked into that giant contract. They wish their quarterback wasn't looked at as a creep. Those aren't my words. Those are the Cleveland Browns fans' words, because I've been watching some of that content lately too about how do we get out from underneath the Deshaun Watson contract. And I literally heard a podcaster call Deshaun Watson a creep. So again, it's such a different and quite frankly, a refreshing problem to have that your quarterback has some opinions about football, and the most controversial things he's saying are, where does he rank his all-time quarterback? So I think we'll cut it there. That's going to be it for this episode of Texans on Tap. Josh and I will catch you next week for another bonus episode, but you don't have to wait that long to get your Houston Sports Fix. All you have to do is subscribe to Sports Map Texans and our sister channel, Sports Map Houston. Charlie Palillo, Josh, and I will be talking some Astros with you on our other podcast, Stone Cold Stros. So if you're an Astros fan, be sure you're subscribed there. For Josh, I'm Brandon. Go Texans.